O gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, we come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we thank God for everything. But most of all, we thank Him for Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Bless His holy name. We still in our series, number 47. God who needs nothing. Number 47. And you've been knowing me now long enough to know I don't change my series. Days don't make me change my series. We'll be here Christmas if God will. We'll talk about Christmas. We'll still talk about the Christ, the Son of the living God. But right now we still in this series. Please don't take it lightly. Please don't take it lightly. Some things we just take lightly. But this here I'm talking about is very important to your soul. You need to know. You come to learn what Jesus have to say. Open your Bibles again to St. John 9, thank God 10, St. John 10. And at that 8th verse, we'll read a few verses there. John 10, beginning at the 8th verse. I go to the 7th verse, if you will. And Jesus, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh but for to steal and kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Notice when we start off talking about the good and bad shepherd, both of them in the same Bible. The devil is not in one Bible and Jesus in another one. They're in the same Bible. After Jesus does all the healing, all the saving, yet still the devil is still there. He taught both how he can deliver, how the devil destroy. He taught both because he loved the sheep. And if the sheep are not aware of the devil, he'll lead sheep astray. This is why he has it in the Bible. Well, you won't miss it. Don't take it lightly because it's very important. There is a devil. We don't want to bring him up, but he got us in our shape right now, sometime where God can't even use us. We got to know who to control us. We got to know who's talking to us. And if you don't be taught, you'll never know. Sometimes it's the enemy that don't care nothing about you. Jesus talk about him. And if he talk about him, he don't want to be ignorant of him. Because he well alive. He does not get sick. He well alive. Talk about both. Both of them are leaders. Both of them are leaders. Jesus is the door to heaven. He gives souls rest. If you want to go to heaven, you've got to go through the door. And he is the door. Satan is the door to hell. If you want to go to hell, you got to go through his door. He talk about both of them. But he warned us of the devil to let us know he is a thief. Thief come to steal. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. He is a leader. If God, Jesus recognized him, we ought to have sense enough to recognize him.
Preach, Pastor. Preach the gospel.
He have power. But God got all power. And sometimes we don't want to know about him. That's reason so many times we can't please God because we don't know who's talking to us. The only way to know when the devil just about talking to you, you got to read what Jesus said. If you never read the Bible, you ain't gonna never understand Satan from Jesus. He deal with us. Because we are Christian, he still deal with us. He the one shut us. He won't. To lead us from listening at God. So he don't want to be ignorant of him. Oh boy. Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Glory.
We don't say much about the devil.
Well, Reverend.
But he the one got the world in a mess. He got churches in a mess. He got peoples in a mess. You got to know who's talking to you. Jesus said, both we are here. Both of them have a door. Jesus is the door to heaven. If you want to go to heaven, you got to go through Jesus. Satan is a door to hell. If you don't want to go to heaven, you have to go where Satan's going. And every day of his life, he's trying to persuade folk to go with him. Right now, in here, he's talking to somebody. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. He always stay busy. Don't be ignorant of him. He hate humanity. He can't stand humanity. He is a leader. He is a low down leader. And my brothers and sisters, that's why we stopped off on last Sunday. Talking about the devil. Sunday before last, every the lights went out. Every the microphone stopped running in. He got power, but God got all power. That's the reason you got to rebuke him sometime. Not in your name, but in the name of Jesus. Not in New Bethlehem name, but in the name of Jesus. He moves at the name. He can't do nothing with the name. He hates the name. Call Daniel all you want. You can call Isaiah all you want. But he got to stop when you call Jesus. And Jesus don't want to be ignorant of him. As a pastor, my job is to teach you. Just like Jesus teaching us, I'm going to teach you. There is a devil. We take him lightly. He leads folks every day in the wrong path because they don't study the word of God. Bless his holy name. He is a person. Paul, look at 1 Peter 5 and 8.
Help us today, Pastor. Help us.
He here. Bless his holy name.
Be sober.
Yeah.
Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
He never slumber nor sleep. He doesn't even get tired. Notice he just walk to and fro about seeing who he can mess up. Seeking, walketh. T-H mean keep on. He never stopped what? Walking. Seeing who he can mess up. And some folks say he's not real. He real. If you say he's not real, he makes you say that because you don't know no better. He real. Why you say he real, Reverend Walker? Jesus said he real.
All right.
That's when you got to read the Bible. God Almighty. The word of God would tell us the truth about the devil. Because I don't talk to folk, you have too. They say, I don't believe there's a devil. Okay. He got you saying that right there. That's when you got to read the Bible. You got to read the word of God. If God said it, so it is. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, God did not, everybody said did not, God did not create evil. Evil came from the devil. He made himself the devil. Oh, there's no evil in God. God don't know what evil is to my being in him. There's no evil in God. The devil won't brought evil in the world, in the universe. God Almighty, no evil about God. Paul, get your Bible. Read Isaiah 14, 12 through 20. Got to know this stuff.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?
That was his heavenly name, Lucifer. See, he was cut down because he got lifted up in pride. And when pride come in us, that's the devil putting in us. He the master of being lifted up in pride. God Almighty. Sometimes some folk you can't stand them because they always lifted up in pride. The devil control if you don't watch yourself. God is a humble God. It's always best to be humble than to get lifted up in pride. God can deal with a humble man, but when you get lifted up in pride, that's the devil work there. Yeah. Not God work. Yeah. God Almighty. So that's when you need to know the Bible. Yeah. I told you on last week, sometimes our mind, we think of us, but it's the devil sometimes leading us. Because we don't know this right here.
That's
his holy name. You got to read the word of God and believe the word of God. Read on, Paul.
For thou hast said in thine heart,
yeah,
I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Lord Almighty.
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation and in the sides of the north.
God got a seat in the side of the north in heaven somewhere. That's where you won't see. He want God's seat. He want to take over. I will exalt my throne. He was looking so pretty. God heaven looking so good. God of mine. He looked at himself and said, "Ooh, I look about good as God." He got lifted up in what? Pride. God of mine. He got lifted up in pride. Read on, Paul.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
He want to be like who? God. He want to be like God. He got lifted up in pride. God Almighty. I want to be like the Most High. He want to be like God. Y'all see what he want to be like? He want to take God position. See, ain't no sin about God. See, God don't have to get lifted up in pride because he all got everything in his hand. He's not to be like nobody. Everything is in his hand. But Satan want to be like who? God. And he tried to take over. And God kicked him out of heaven. I think I told you about that back then. He kicked him out of heaven.
Amen.
Read on, Paul.
Yeah. Thou shalt be brought down to hell.
God Almighty.
To the sides of the pit.
Kick him out. He got a hell for him. Yeah. See, some folk don't even read us a hell. Because we don't read the Bible. No, no. If God said it was the hell, it's a hell. You can't pick up the Bible and read some word and believe some word and don't read. You've got to read the whole Bible. And got to believe the whole Bible. Yeah. It's God what? Word. Yeah. Yeah. God kicked him out to hell. God got a house for him. It's a hot house. It's a hot house, right? It's a hot house. That rich man went to hell. Right. He was hot.
Yes, sir.
He won't laugh. Just put his finger in some water. Just a drop of water to touch his tongue. He may feel better because he saw some water. Yeah. Yeah, there's a hell in the side of the pit. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee.
Listen at this.
And consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms?
God Almighty. When they see him, this discount got me down here.
All right.
You tell me this who got me in hell with him? All right. God Almighty. You tell me I turn down the preacher word and heard somebody else say something about you? This is him right here? Yes, that him.
Lord have
mercy. God Almighty. That's when you got to know the word of God. That's when you got to have somebody teach you the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he's been what? Sent.
Amen. Amen.
You got to hear the preacher.
Yeah.
And Jesus, he'll not want us to be ignorant of the devil.
Right.
I don't want to read about him. You better read about him. Jesus told us about him. He real. Oh, ain't no shouting message, but you need some teaching.
Yeah.
Got to be taught. My job is to teach you.
Yeah.
There is a devil.
Yeah.
We don't want to recognize him.
Yeah.
Not to bow down to him, but to know when he comes.
Yeah.
We got to know who's talking to us.
Yeah.
We got to know who's guiding our mind. We got to know somebody who, we got to know this guy because he sleep with some of us. He wake up with some of us. He walk all day long with some of us. Dealing with our mind. Don't know which way to turn. That's when we got the strip to direct us which way to go. To know when the devil talking to us and when God talking to us. We want to be ignorant of the strip. Don't be ignorant of it. Read it. God Almighty. You got to read it. Read on, Paul.
That made the world as a wilderness.
Listen to that.
And destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners.
Ain't that something? He got prison. Won't you open the door for him? He made the world a what? Wilderness. A wilderness. Destroy the city thereof that open not the house of his prisoners. Got them in there and can't let them out. He don't have the authority to let them out. When God lock up, can't nobody move the lock but God. That rich man said, would you just send a lamb over here?
Right.
Let him have a drop of water on his tongue.
Yeah.
I believe I feel better. You tell me, Reverend Walker, no water in here. According to the Bible, no water in here.
All right.
Y'all better listen to that now.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to hell.
No,
ain't no playing ball in hell. You know, playing cards and no dominoes and things and not going to the movie, nothing like that.
All right.
I don't mean a bit of harm. I'm trying to help my folks. That's all. When I see what happened in this world, we need to know about this devil. You don't want to go with the devil. He real. He got a kingdom. He have a kingdom. Lord Almighty. He real. Read on, Paul.
All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house.
God of mine. Read on, Paul.
But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch.
God of mine.
And as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with the sword, that go down to the stones of the pit,
yeah,
as a carcass trodden under feet.
God of mine. That's a rough looking place. God of mine. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You don't want to go to hell.
You don't want to go to hell.
No. You don't want to go to hell. Oh, boy. I know it may sound a little funny, but boy, I mean business.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm not playing. It's a hell. It's a hell. I mean it now. Some preacher never said nothing about hell, but it's a hell.
Right.
I don't want nobody to go to hell and say, Reverend Walker sent them.
Right.
I don't want nobody to go to hell and say, he didn't tell me, I told you.
Right.
That's my job to tell you. Because I love your soul. Got to love folks' soul. You can't be pitting around with folks' souls. Souls are important. I'm going to get to that one day. Souls are very important to God. Souls are important to you, because that's you, your soul. Souls are precious to God. And the pastor's job is to tell you. Not popular. Y'all know me now. I'm about to kind of be popular. Popular. What is popular? Get these folks saved. Take their life for granted. This thing is real. This Bible is real. The Word of God is real. The devil is real. It is a reality. He real. Our job is to tell you. That's his holy name. There's no evil in God. It was Satan who brought evil into this world. When God created the angels, there was no sin or evil in the universe. But as free moral agents, they had the power of choice. Not between good and evil, but between following the will of God or their own will. Satan is the father of lies. He the father of lies. Father means he the seed of lies. No lies in God. And my brother and sister, all God is saying right now, we are both here. He come, I have come. We are both here. Satan and I are present. And now it's your choice. Y'all got it? Jesus doing the talking. Both of us are here. I and Satan, Satan and I, not your choice who you going to follow. It's still alive right now. That thing's still working right now. Oh, your choice. It's up to you. Satan can't make you go to hell. You go cuff you want to. He can't make you go to heaven. You go cuff you want to go. That's a choice. It's a choice you got to make yourself. Oh, I'm not about through with this thing now. What I mean by that, I'm talking about the series. Y'all better come. I mean, I ain't trying to get you here now, but it's some stuff in here you just need to know. You just need to know. God knows you need to know. Both here. Now, who you following? You following one of the two. You can't follow both at the same time. It's impossible to follow Jesus and the devil at the same time. You following one somebody. Following one somebody. Satan has a kingdom. Jesus said he got a kingdom. But he'll be destroyed. Because he's going to be there forever. Where nothing but fire is. That's his holy name. Now you have a choice. I have a choice. Jesus or Satan. Heaven or hell. Let me ask y'all a question. Everybody look at me. Let me ask you a question. Why? Everybody can believe there's a heaven, but nobody won't believe there's a hell. Have you talked to folks sometime? Huh? Have you talked to some folks sometime? I don't believe there is a hell. Well, who told you it wasn't a hell? Have you talked to me? Have anybody talked to somebody say that? Don't be scared. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. I have. They believe there's no hell. Watch this. God too good to send folks to hell. Who told you that? The devil just told you. You have a choice. It's your choice. Satan had a what? Choice. He wanted to do his own will and not follow God's will. Same thing. Follow me or follow the devil. It's the same thing. It's nothing different nowhere. Think about it. Who are you following? You following one of the two. This is good preaching. Folks just need to know. Folks just need to know. Been in church long enough now, folks just need to know.
Yes, sir.
That's his holy name. So he has a kingdom. It was his choice. Our choice. And my brothers and sisters, Satan is a king. Because he have a kingdom. Look at Matthew, Paul, 12 and 26. God Almighty. Bless his holy name.
And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself.
He ain't about to do nothing like that.
How shall then his kingdom stand?
So it must have a what? A kingdom.
All right.
He ever did, he got a what?
Kingdom.
If he going to cast out Satan,
yes,
he messing up his own what?
Kingdom.
He have a kingdom.
Yes,
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
That's it, Pastor.
That's it right there. I want to see that he have a what?
Kingdom.
And if he divide against his own self, he ain't going to do what? Stand. God Almighty. So he has a kingdom. Now watch this now. He is a king. Jesus is a king too. He came Jesus. He have a kingdom. Satan have the kingdom. Now watch Ephesians 6 and 12. Read, Paul.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
God Almighty. Don't let nothing. That's dealing with the devil right there, see. In his kingdom. That come out of his kingdom. Principality, power, against all rule. See, that's in his kingdom. Don't let nobody pull you away from Jesus. Don't you let nothing pull you away from Jesus, because the devil have power. God Almighty. He have rulers of darkness. Y'all see all this mess going on in the world? Where you think it come from? The devil. He rules those folks. Don't you let nothing pull you away from Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Let nothing, I don't care how good it sounds. The devil loves to pick up something and make it look pretty.
But eat off and it'll kill you.
All right.
He decorate his mess. Make mess look good to you.
Right.
But down deep is something to kill you.
Right.
So what you trying to say? Well, you have to read the Bible where I know who to follow. I can't understand to save my life. I know I ain't got to it yet, but I can understand why American is wondering what's going on. Because the church that forgot about Jesus. I tell y'all about that. I mean that. I promise you. I promise you. I'm saying it again. Americans haven't seen nothing yet. Watch. Watch. You see it every day. Watch. The devil. He the one doing that. And the church going to sleep. God Almighty. Church going to sleep. Church got to wake up to what God done told us. And I got proof in the Bible. You'll see if I get to it. When I get not today now. Preach your heart. Just keep listening. Keep coming. Bless his holy name. Don't let nothing, all that power, principality, dogma, don't you let nothing pull you away from God's word. I don't care how beautiful it is, but man, they're fixing up everything. This system is messed up. Y'all see it messed up. Leading folks astray. That's the devil's power doing that. That's the devil's stuff doing that. So we got to recognize the devil from God. In these last days. Hold on, man. Now look at first John Paul 5:19-21. God Almighty.
And we know that we are of God.
Yeah.
And the whole world lieth in wickedness.
We know. John said, we know that we are of God. Capital G, big G. And the whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world lies in wickedness because of who? The devil. He is what? Wicked. Wicked things going on everywhere because of who? The devil is in the world. He said the whole world. Hey, but one way to get out of the devil's hand is to give your life to Christ. God Almighty. That's the only way. There's no other way. You can't go on how you feel. The devil deal with feelings. We walk by faith and not by feel.
All right.
I don't feel like it. Feel? The devil deal with your feeling. If the word of God goes against what you feel, you better believe God's word. God Almighty. Because the devil, he's everywhere. In this earth, in the air, principality, he wicked. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his holy name. Read on, Paul.
And we know that the Son of God is come.
No, we know that. Read on, Paul.
And have given us an understanding that we may know him that is true.
God Almighty.
And we are in him that is true.
Yeah.
Even in his Son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is the true God and eternal life.
If this is the true God, it must be a false God somewhere.
Somewhere.
It must be a false God. But this is what you got to look at. Old John said, he talking to us now.
Uh-huh.
We know. Uh-huh. I get a happy thing about that now.
Yes, thank
you. We know there's a Jesus. God Almighty. We know he died for our sin.
Yeah.
We know we met Jesus. We know that.
Yeah.
God Almighty. We know he have come and have given us what? And under what? Standing. That's when you read the Bible, I got understanding. Because of what the devil said, because of what he put on the board, because of what they're talking about, I understand.
Yeah.
God of mine, I understand that we may know the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to know the truth. Because the lie is present. The lie is getting around like the truth getting around. You got to watch the truth and watch the lie. We got the Bible. That's what we got the Bible for. And then you got the pastor to teach it.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing. Why are you doing it, Reverend Walker? Because I love your souls. That's my job. I'm in Jesus' stead. If Jesus were here, he'd preach the same thing because this is word.
All right.
We're letting the devil take over our lives. He'll take over your life right now because you don't have no understanding. And the preacher got to preach it to you.
Yes,
teach it to you.
Yes, sir.
Not dogmatic, but trying to get you to see there is a living devil.
Yes,
but there is a living Christ.
Yes.
Don't let nothing sway you away from Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't care how it sounds, how good it sounds. Stick with Jesus. Bless his holy name. Got one more voice, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read it, Paul.
Little children. Keep yourselves from idols. Amen.
False God. Anything leads you away from God. Keep your mind off of that mess. He called us little children. Keep yourself from idols. See, island, worshiping stuff, running at stuff, letting stuff control you, signs and things. Watch that mess. Watch that mess. Let me go for a minute. Wake up here, y'all. Some of you are going to sleep on me. I'm going to touch you, shake you a minute. Now everybody going to know who you are. You better wake up here. Got to watch, little children. Keep yourself from what? Island. God Almighty. Anything lead us away from Jesus now. Because we got this technology now. We just follow everything. We ain't following folks. We just follow technology. But the devil fix all that mess up. You know that? Some are good for something, some of them ain't good for nothing. You get that? Depending on stuff man done made, machine and thing. And forgot about depending on God.
Right.
Depending on God. He the one take care of us. He the one see about us. But you got to know the devil up from God when he talking to you. That's his holy name. Don't let nothing get you away from the Lord. This world system is in a mess, I promise you. Satan is the deceiver of the world. He's the deceiver of the whole world. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through the 4th verse, Paul. You got to be taught.
But if our gospel be hid,
God Almighty,
it is hid to them that are lost.
Lord, I'm not. Notice now, Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid for them that are what?
Lost.
What Paul really saying about that? It's so plain, a fool on the error.
That's right.
And if you never see it, you lost in the first place.
Right.
What do you mean by that, Reverend Walker? Again, Jesus already know who's going to be saved. And who going to be lost?
All right.
See, the Lamb Book of Life is already written out. God ain't got to look. Wonder who Jimmy going to be saved. His name already in the book. If he's saved, if he's not saved, it's not in there. If he's not saved. See, the Lamb Book of Life is already written. God ain't stretching. Wonder who going to be saved next. He already got the Book of Life. And those, watch this now. Those who never get their life to Christ, guess what? They were lost in the beginning.
Yeah.
They were already lost. Matter of fact, God already know. How God know this? Ask him. Ask him. How God know all of this stuff? Ain't that strange, Paul? How God can know everybody who gonna be saved, who gonna be lost? He already got the book, Lamb, a book already written out.
You're right, Pastor.
He already know who gonna accept him. He already know who gonna turn him down. You already know that. That blow out of mind. And that folk is so simple, and folk missed from giving their life to Christ. They were lost in the beginning. He already was lost. God Almighty. Already was lost. It's so simple. Look how simple it is. Watch how simple this is. See, folk got a lot of, ain't down nobody. Peace. No. Jesus talked about Pharisees. He had so much of sin, still was crazy. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
And watch this. Watch that simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
That's
simple.
Yes, sir.
But it's too simple.
Yes, sir.
For real smart folks.
Right.
I'm going to tell you the problem. Not today. I can't get to it today. But the problem. But that thing. That's so simple.
Yeah.
You tell me, Reverend Walker, if I believe what Jesus said in that Bible, if a man confess and with my heart and confess with my mouth, I'm saying, you are saved.
That's right.
It's just that simple.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Watch this now. Watch this. I'm going to break it down a little further. Watch this. It's not feeling nothing.
Yes,
I believe. I got faith in the word of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We don't walk by fear. We walk by what? Faith.
Yes,
if you believe it, you're saved.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
It's just that simple. God ain't bringing the heart on us. He says, if you believe in me in your heart and confess it with your mouth, you saved.
Yes. Thank you.
See, watch this. And the devil, if you don't watch yourself, he'll come put doubts in your mind. For the Lord take root in your heart. Because he don't want you saved. The devil say, well, man, he let you run up on one of his disciples. The devil will. Man, I gave my life to Jesus. Man, all that mess. I want to watch the devil, folks. Oh, man, I don't believe all that stuff, man. See, you know what? He'll check it out your heart that quick. You just got to keep on believing what God done said. Thou shalt be saved. So simple, we won't believe. We want to do something for it. And we'll get to that in a few days, man. We want to do something. You done something. You had faith. You heard the word, and you had faith in it. That was sufficient right there. I'm saved. God Almighty. I'm saved. The devil never wants you saved. You are saved. Where you stopped off at, Paul?
Verse 4.
Verse 4. Read.
In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not.
God Almighty.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Y'all see that? Now you see he's dealing with the devil. In whom? The what? Well, who the God of this world?
Yeah.
Always when you see a little G, you know he's talking about who?
Yeah.
The God of this world. He the God of this world. God kicked him out of heaven. He had blinded the mind. If he got your mind, ain't talking about your eyes, your mind. When he gets your mind to think like he wants you to think, he got you then. You'll miss the gospel.
Yeah.
Don't let him blind your mind.
You're right, Pastor.
He'll control your mind.
Yeah.
Somebody come tell you something about Jesus. But man, I don't believe this stuff. And I see the devil got to you that quick.
Yes,
blind your mind. God Almighty. You got to believe it's simple, the word of God.
Yes.
God didn't make it complicated no kind of way for us to be saved.
Yeah.
No kind of way.
Yeah.
The devil blind our what? Mind. God Almighty.
Yeah.
Don't want to believe in God.
Mm.
That's his holy name. Read on, Paul.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
We don't preach ourselves. We call to preach one somebody.
Yes,
and that Jesus Christ.
Yes.
No. We just serving for his sake. I'm glad I'm just a servant.
Yes,
for his sake.
Yes,
for his sake, he didn't want to call me and fix me. So my wife, the Lord, I get happy if I think about it. Watch this. Now, Jesus don't save me. I'm saved. I'm not boasting about it. By his grace, he called me to preach. Now, he called me to help folks. I'm a servant.
All right.
I don't preach Walker. Walker ain't here know nothing. By his grace, he saved me. Never get lifted up in pride because none of him know nothing. I don't hardly want to bring up Walker.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I'm not boasting what I'm finna say now.
Go ahead.
It's just like, well,
my Lord.
Want to put your name all around the church?
Come on, Reverend.
I said, don't put my name nowhere.
Take your time.
Walker is not hitting on nothing.
Amen.
Ain't no saving power in Walker.
That's right.
Saving power is only in Jesus. Don't put my name nowhere. My name is not the door to heaven. Jesus' name is the door to heaven. Put my name somewhere, you'll go to hell. We don't preach ourselves. We preach Jesus. We preach Jesus. We preach Jesus. Listen at this. When I'm gone, I don't want you to remember me. Just remember Jesus. Just remember Jesus. Get to remember your birth, hell, why don't keep remembering me? No, no, Jesus.
Well,
it's about him. Paul said, we don't preach ourselves. We preach Jesus. Oh, boy. We ain't hear no nothing.
That's this just is catalog number 1551.
And you know them, my brothers. So, see, a lot of folk preach 51. Themselves.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, was talking about 2 Sundays ago. See, a lot of preachers, I ain't down on y'all preachers. See, a lot of preaching pastors, they preach for folks to love them. Mm-mm. No, some things I said, you can't stand me, some of you. No, I'm not trying to be popular. The disciple wasn't popular. I want you to remember Jesus, not Walker. It happened now, boy. I know who called me. I wasn't asleep when I got my calling. It's about him. It's not about me. It's not about the preacher. It's about him who died on the cross but got up all this Sunday morning with all power. I'm not in no popularity contest. No kind of way. It's about the Christ, the Son of the living God. Galatia, Reb Galatia?
Not yet.
Read it, Paul, right quick.
Galatia. I marvel
watch it.
That ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
See, that preacher preaches another gospel. Read on, Paul.
Which is not another.
Watch this.
But there be some that trouble you.
Yeah.
And would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Changing the gospel all kind of way. Coming up with everything. Read on, Paul.
But though we or an angel from heaven.
Listen.
Preach any other gospel.
Listen.
Unto you than that which we have preached unto you. Let him be accursed.
Now, that's cut, let him go to hell. That's all. I can say something else, but let him go to hell.
Yes, sir.
If anybody come to you, preach another gospel beside the gospel of Jesus Christ, let him be accursed.
Preach.
We got to preach Jesus. Heard a preacher preach 30 minutes, they ain't brought up Jesus' name. And folks standing up. I was listening right at him. 30 minutes, they ain't brought up Jesus' name. Folks, glory, glory. They ain't brought up Jesus' name yet. I don't care what you preach. If you don't preach Jesus, it's hell bound. It's just that simple. I don't care how good it sounds. It's just that simple. You got to preach Jesus if you want some saving power in it.
Yes, Lord.
It's got to be Jesus. He's the only one who can save a soul. Nobody else can save no soul. So we got preacher preaching gospel sound good all the time. Make folks feel good. You got to, a lot of folks, oh my mercy, I get that lead on now. Did you not know Satan got a church too?
Amen.
I said, did you not know Satan got members too?
Yeah.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
He have members. He have a church. He got preachers. He got deacons. He got trustees. He got choir members. He got ushers. He got a church too. Y'all didn't know that? It's got to be Jesus. If it's not Jesus, it's false. If it's not Jesus, the road lead to hell. It's just that simple. One gospel. We preach one gospel. And that gospel is Jesus Christ. Bless his hope. You got another voice, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Read that part last, boy.
As we said before, so say I now again.
Yeah.
If any man preach any other gospel,
listen to that,
unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
In other words, let him be damned.
It's
fine. Y'all see the Bible, don't you? If it's not about Jesus, it ain't no gospel of heaven.
All right.
This true gospel. True gospel. We don't have time to play with folks' souls.
Amen.
Trying to shine. Huh. Them same folks sometimes you preach to will cut your throat when you get through. Our job is to preach Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh boy, I ain't going to say that, buddy.
Go say it.
Well, I can hear somebody saying, well, I get tired of that name. I don't want to run around with you. Come. Anything may happen to you. That very name got you going right now. Out in the radio land, that very name got you going right now. That very name wake you up in the morning. That very name rock you to sleep at night. That very name watch over you all day. That very name you don't want to hear, that's the one got you saved right now. Yes, God is good. His mercy endures forever. But folks still got to know about the thief. Still got to know about the devil. Because Jesus talked about him all through the Bible. And folks ain't paying them no attention. I'm finna go when I say this. I know the folks sometimes, we put on a play, and the play, they had a play set up, what we ought to be doing. We can play it what we ought to be doing. But we don't do it. We can put on a play how it ought to be doing.
Reverend.
But in reality, we really don't what? Do it. And we laugh at it. It ain't funny, but we just laugh anyway. Souls are going to hell. Every day, because the church plan. Afraid to bring up his name. Trying to be popular. Want folks to see them rather than seeing Jesus. And I'm not boasting. I ain't never point that stuff to me. I know where the power is in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to love people's souls. You got to have a hunch for souls.
Yeah.
God called you to have a hunch for souls.
Yes,
love people's what? Souls. You got to love them.
Yes,
and then the only thing to save a soul is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The only somebody.
Yes.
Nobody else.
Yes.
Y'all going to be surprised by 2 or 4 Sundays from now. I got something going to knock you off your feet. I ain't trying to get you to come, but I'm trying to. It's the most stuff in here. You need to know it. You need to know it.
Amen.
You need to know it. The church need to know it. You think the church going to get any better? No. No, it's getting worse. The Bible tells you. Even the Bible done told you already. In the last days, what's going to happen? And we ignoring that. Ignoring it. Every day is in here. What could happen in the last day? And we still ignoring it. Ain't paying no attention. Because a lot of us playing. Church is nothing to play with. Your life is nothing to play with. Your life. You dealing with your life to stay somewhere forever. You take it lightly. Because the devil is the deceiver, he is the deceiver. You got to know the truth. You got to know more than he come to save you. The devil come to destroy you too. He come to steal, kill. And my job as a pastor is to watch over folks' souls. That's my job. Not your goal, but your what? Soul. Your soul. Soul. Got to read your Bible. He come to save folks. The devil here too. He come to destroy folks. That's when you got to read your Bible. Hear your preacher. Hear your pastor. Because there's nothing to play with. I'm going to go when I say this. I'm finna go. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this now. I want you to think. I want to get folks who lost to think. I didn't raise your land, if you hear me. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Think now. You got to think deep. If it saves, hallelujah. Thank God. I'm talking about raise your land too. If a man, if a soul wants to go to hell, is there forever. Forever now. Think now. Forever. Think. Forever. Ain't no way out. No kind of way. It's there forever. Throughout eternity. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch this now. You think you're going to be having a good time. The devil come tell you, help run up on folks. Who we have, you know it. The devil's still deceiving you right there. There's no comfort in hell.
All right,
I mean, no kind.
No kind.
Right,
it's so hot until a drop of water look good.
All right.
A drop.
All right,
I ain't talking about drinking no cold water, but a drop.
A drop.
yeah. even look good.
Yeah.
He can't even get a drop.
My Lord.
I'm trying to help somebody. If you need Jesus, give your life to Jesus before it's too late. I ain't trying to fault nobody, but you got to see yourself. A lot of folk come to church, never get any life to Christ. They just come to church, just come to church, just come. You better make sure you saved. You don't know when you're going to die. You ain't got to join this church. Boy, we'll send you where you want to go. Just go where they're preaching Jesus. That's our job. I mean it. We turn the gospel down. The devil got you doing that. When he got it so simple. If you're saved, say hallelujah. Say glory to God. So easy to get saved. Easy. Easy. I mean easy. Get up, the lawyer. Oh, no, you hold your wife hand. That's all right. I get. Okay, come on. Come on. You don't got up now. You had your wife hand. They don't want to bother you. Know that. Watch this. Look how easy it is. Confess Jesus Christ. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
You believe that in your heart?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I believe
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
The Son of God.
I believe He died for my sin. But He didn't stay dead. He got up. With all power. In His hand. I'm giving my life. To Jesus Christ. To be my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For saving my life. See, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
You ain't got to feel nothing. It's not about a feel. It's by faith. I believe the Bible. God got His word. Make it so simple. Simple. And we don't want to accept it. We want to work for it. We don't get to that before we get over the TV. You can't work for salvation. I don't care how much work you do. You can feed the poor. You can feed the homeless. You still can't work for salvation. It's a gift. It's a gift just for the accent and the confession. And folks need to know this. If he never do nothing else good, in a sense, he still saved. You don't get saved. You get saved to work. Not work to get saved. Because I'm saved, I'm going to do good work. But he never do no good work. But yes, still, you're what? Say, he is a child of the King. Watch this now. I'm let you go. Watch this now. He ain't doing no good work, but he's still my child. Stray off a minute. Just go and start doing some things you ain't supposed to be doing. Y'all gonna get this man. He had a good time out there. Boy, he had a phone. He had the time, buddy. Yeah, in the world now. Forgot about God. Out in the world. But God still got him on his list. That's still my child. He left him with a lot of money, but he broke now. See, God fixed the way he can get what? Broke. And when you're broke, you ain't got no friends. When you got money, they're all hanging all in your pocket, on your shoe, and on your head, everywhere. But when you ain't got nothing, boy, they leave you. You're broke now, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Now you're hungry. You got to eat. Your pocket empty. You got your job in a hog pen. Jews don't even eat hogs. He working in a hog. Matter of fact, he got so hungry, he won't eat the slop he feeding the hog with. God calls that. God said, those who I love by what? Those who I love by what? In other words, I send my hound at you. And better they're going to hound you down. He got so hungry he wanted to eat the slop. But then he came to himself. Here I am, about to eat this slop. My father at home is rich. What I'm doing in this hog pen the first time? I'm going back home. He's still a God child. He's going back home. God sent the hound at him. God already know he's coming back. Come, I sent my hound at you. Hound means that, hey, he let you get it on won't. And can't nobody else help you. Maybe anything. But here he come, dragging back, raggedy, nasty, stinky. That's right, that's right. Wasn't in the hog pen, your stinks. But the father already waiting on you. And father saw him and nothing like this. Those I love, I chase. You hit shy. Glad to see you back, son.
Glad to be back.
Seven, come out. God Almighty. Put a ring on his finger. Although he need washing, but still put a ring on his finger. Give him a robe to put around him. This is my child. He was lost, but now he's found. It's just that simple. He know how to get you back home. If you never be chased, you know no hills anyway. He chased his own. He chased his own. Because you his child. You the blood. He got my blood. I don't care where he go. He got my blood. Let us all stand. Let us all stand. Y'all better hear. You better hear. In these last days. These are the last days. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. I told you how simple it was. Don't be ashamed to give your life to Jesus. Will there be one? Will you come? Somebody may want to come by Christian experience about that. Don't just be a part of this membership. You may come. Will there be one? Will there be another?